بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another Mubarak and blessed day in the month of Ramadan. Again, we take the opportunity to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah and whatever good we have done, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for any shortcomings that we might have done during the day. As you know, the month of Ramadan is coming, going so fast. Soon the 10 days will be up, we'll be into the second 10 days, and then eventually, the minute those 10 days finish, we're coming to the back end of the month of Ramadan. So let us use every moment that we can to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of ibadah, dhikr, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, one of the ayats that I want to discuss is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whosoever obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat discusses the obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And upon hearing this verse, upon hearing this, the hypocrites would go about saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wants us to make him a god, like how the Christians made Isa alayhi salatu wasallam a god. So basically they would go around saying that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam has said, and he's emphasizing that it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is nothing but something that he just wants for himself. In other words, he wants to put himself in that pedestal of na'udhu billah, becoming a god. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. It was in this moment in time that this verse was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That person who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember that it's imperative to understand, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be complete without belief in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person had to only believe in Allah and not accept any of the statements of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is kufr. The very same manner, if a person had to only believe in the statements of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not accept the Quran, this is also kufr. So both go hand in hand. So it's important to understand, for the completion of our iman, we have to believe and accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as how much we accept and how we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The answer is clear in the kalima. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the final messenger. In fact, in today's time, this ayat also dispelled the ideology of those people who say that the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah, may Allah protect us, is not worthy of establishing Islamic law. In today's time, you have many a people who just deduce and extract from the Quran itself, and they leave the hadith completely. We have to be very, very careful in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our iman. Then another verse that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. That do you not ponder over the Quran? It is important for each and every one of us, every Muslim, must know what the Quran is saying. However, the commentary that he reads or the commentary that he hears must be from an authentic scholar. In today's time, especially with the burst of social media, where we have these so-called YouTube Molanas, TikTok Molanas, etc., you have to be very, very careful. We don't know what might be their agenda and what they might portray. And unfortunately, many of our youth are getting caught up with this. And, you know, coming from a place or from a background where I always interact with the youth, they'll tell me, Maulana, you heard about this guy or that guy. And when you look at their lifestyle, they just sensationalize their life. One person went to jail and all of a sudden he found deen, and next minute now he's reading Quran and he's giving tafsir of the Quran and he's commentating on hadith, and now he's a so-called well-known scholar and everyone is following him. He has 1.2 million followers, etc. These are not true scholars. We have to be very, very careful. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who comments on the Quran according to his personal opinion, anyone who comments on the Quran according to his personal opinion should prepare his abode in the fire of Jahannam. What a stern warning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. In fact, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, who was the most knowledgeable after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he was asked about the meaning from Surah Abbas. And Abu Bakr radiallahu an said, before he could, you know, give the commentary, he kept quiet. And then he said, when they asked him again, he said, which sky will shade me and which earth will carry me if I comment on the book of Allah of such a portion that I don't know? Imagine someone who was so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And yeah, he himself is saying, I am not in that capability, I don't have that capability to comment on the Quran. So how then can we just come about with these scholars that are coming out today? They study, you know, Quran for a few years, and next minute the scholars that can they can commentate on the Quran. We have to be very careful. And I'll put it to you in this way, yeah, my respected elders and brothers. None of us would go to a doctor, claims to be a doctor after studying a journal for 6 months. We'll never go to him. What we would say, a half-baked doctor is a threat to your health. In the very same manner, a half-baked alim is a threat to your iman. Ali salatu wasalam mentions in a hadith, a time will come when my ummah will be broken up into 73 different groups. 72 of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Jazakallah.